When TxDOT starts construction on I-35, motorists can expect to experience some traffic. But for the next 5 years, drivers going through Waco and I-35 can also expect a 24/7 work schedule, lane closures, and noise. The Texas Department of Transportation's Waco District held a public meeting this month to share information on the project.
We don't want anyone to be surprised. We want as much information out there as possible, and we want to give the community and the traveling public the opportunity through a number of venues to be able to contact us so that we can have two-way communication.
Ken Roberts is a public communications officer for TxDOT's Waco District. Roberts says some major concerns for the construction is traffic during lane closures, but the work is necessary. One of the major changes is the permanent removal of the pedestrian bridge over the highway at 8th Street.
The section of Interstate 35 through Waco that we're going to be reconstructing was built in the 60s. So the roadway itself is deteriorating significantly. We work very hard to maintain it, but it's to the point now where it has to be replaced, and that's what we're going to do.
According to TxDOT, there are about 140,000 drivers who come through Waco and I-35 each day, and by 2040, there will be an additional 50,000 people in McLennan County.
We have to be able to accommodate that growth and the subsequent congestion that can go along with that. You know, we have to address the safety.
From 2012 to 2017, there have been 2,284 crashes along I-35 in Waco. Drivers are urged to slow down for fellow motorists and workers during the construction. Waco resident Francis White is looking forward to the improvements along the highway.
Well, on a daily basis, like I said, I travel a lot. I have children out of town, so I'm really looking at improvement on I-35, the expansion. There are so many accidents there. Most of the times I will take a side road if I really need to get where I'm going.
With three children living outside of Waco, White is driving down I-35 about three times a month. White came to the public meeting because she wanted to know when and where the construction will begin.
Well, as Waco is, I'm going to say, upgrading, improving, and expanding, you really need to be aware of what's going on in your community and in your city.
When the project is complete, drivers can expect the highway to widen into four lanes in each direction, as well as improvement on frontage roads and ramps, reconstruction of bridges, and improved bicycle and pedestrian areas. To stay updated on the construction project, you can visit www.my35.org. For KWBU, I'm Christina Valdez.